Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. You know that feeling when you hit snooze one too many times, stumble out of bed, and basically drag yourself through the morning? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, we all have. But what if I told you there's a way to turn those mornings around, not just for productivity, but for your mental health too? Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Morning gratitude practices. And no, I'm not talking about forcing yourself to feel happy when everything feels a little, blah. This is about consciously shifting your mindset from the moment you wake up, setting a positive tone for the entire day. Ever felt like your brain is on autopilot in the morning? You know that feeling when you just go through the motions without really being present? Gratitude flips the script. It's like hitting the reset button, injecting some conscious awareness and appreciation into your day before things even start to get hectic. Here are 5 key takeaways you can grab onto today. First up, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. Life has its ups and downs, that's a given. But by focusing on what's good, even something as simple as having a roof over your head or a warm cup of coffee, you shift your perspective, making space for more positivity to flow in. Think of it like training your brain to focus on the sunshine instead of getting stuck in the clouds. Number 2. You don't have to go all opera and write out a 10-page list every morning, although if that works for you, rock on. A simple 5 things can make a world of difference. Maybe it's your comfy bed, a delicious breakfast, a funny meme you saw online, or even just the feeling of sunlight on your skin. Third, make it a ritual. Consistency is key here. Try incorporating gratitude into your morning routine, maybe while you're sipping your coffee, taking a walk, or even getting ready for work. Over time, it'll become second nature, and you'll start noticing those little things more often throughout the day. Number 4. Don't underestimate the power of saying thank you. We hear this all the time, but truly meaning it makes a difference. Take a moment to express gratitude to the people in your life, your partner, your friends, your family, even the barista who made your latte. A little bit of genuine appreciation goes a long way. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. There will be times when you feel like the world is on your shoulders, and that's okay. Just keep coming back to those simple things, the things that bring you joy, comfort, or even just a little bit of peace. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend of mine who was feeling burnt out. She had this never-ending to-do list, deadlines were looming, and she was constantly feeling overwhelmed. One day, I suggested she try starting her day with 5 minutes of gratitude journaling. At first, she was skeptical. "I don't have time for that," she said. "And what good will it do?" But she gave it a shot anyway. And you know what? It made a difference. Within a few weeks, Sarah started noticing things. She felt calmer, more focused, and even more productive. She was able to tackle her tasks with less stress, and she had more energy to connect with the people she loved. It's not magic, folks. It's about consciously shifting your perspective. Gratitude isn't just a feel-good buzzword, it's a powerful tool for improving your mental health and well-being. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Focusing on the good, keeping it simple, making it a ritual, saying thank you sincerely, and remembering that gratitude is a journey. Ready to take action? Start today. Pick one of those takeaways and make it part of your morning routine. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message, maybe a friend who's feeling overwhelmed, or even a family member who could use a little more positivity in their life. And let me know what you think. Hit us up on social media, share your gratitude journey, and let's keep this conversation going. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.